194. The first inauguration, April 30, 1789. Long before the time set for the inauguration ceremonies, the streets around Federal Hall were closely packed with sightseers. Washington, in a suit of velvet with white silk stockings, came out on the balcony and took the oath of office ordered in the Constitution. "I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States." Cannon roared forth a salute, and Chancellor Livingston turned to the people and proclaimed, "Long live George Washington, President of the United States!" Re-entering the hall, Washington read a simple and solemn address. 195. The First Cabinet. Washington appointed Thomas Jefferson Secretary of State. Since writing the Great Declaration, Jefferson had been Governor of Virginia and American Minister at Paris. The Secretary of the Treasury was Alexander Hamilton. Born in the British West Indies, he had come to New York to attend King's College, now Columbia University. For Secretary of War, Washington selected Henry Knox. He had been Chief of Artillery during the Revolution. Since then, he had been head of the War Department. Edward Randolph became Attorney General. He had introduced the Virginia Plan of Union into the Federal Convention, but he had not signed the Constitution in its final form. These four officers formed the cabinet. There was also a Postmaster General, but his office was of slight importance at the time.